Read more stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of a subscription. Well, this is John Matarazzo for Along the Way and the Charisma News podcast, kind of doing a double duty right now. I'm back with a good friend, Tim Mahoney, the filmmaker for Thinking Man Films, the Patterns of Evidence franchise, I guess, coming from the Exodus to the Moses controversy, the Red Sea crossing part one and two. And now we're talking about The Journey to Mount Sinai, which comes out October 17th and 18th on theaters all across the country for special events. And Tim, it's great to have you back on the podcast and to be able to talk about this amazing film on this journey that God has brought you on for many, many years.
John, I appreciate your taking the time. And we're right up to October 17th and 18th is coming up here Monday and Tuesday. It's going to be a nationwide release of this next film. This is our fifth film that we have released in the Patterns of Evidence archaeological side of things. So we're continuing the journey, and I'm very. This film is a little bit different, John, because I created something called the Mount Sinai Scorecard, and some people say, "Well, what is the Mount Sinai Scorecard?" Well, it's this document. If you go to patternsofevidence.com, we're going to be investigating six different mountains over the course of two films.
Wow!
And so it's an interactive experience now.
That is really cool. So you're looking at different mountains. Okay, so there's the Sinai Peninsula, you know, in Egypt. There's other places that people say that this might be Mount Sinai. Most of the time, we just look at a map and we can see, okay, this is what somebody else said. This is where it might be. But you actually took a trip there, and a couple of trips, I believe, and you went there and did some work in yourself to find out evidence that were in patterns so that you could see that what was really true. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, well, Patterns of Evidence films, a pattern of evidence is the scientific approach. And what do we know is that we have the scriptures, we have the Bible, and the Bible gives us criteria in the recording of it. And The first five books of the Bible, Moses was writing what he was seeing or hearing from God. And so he was telling us information, and obviously some of the information was passed down from generation to generation,
right. So
that eventually Moses was able to write this out in the first five books of the Bible. And but when he does, especially during the time of the Exodus, there are clues that he's giving people, and those clues are really, really significant, because that's how we can find whether or not we're heading in the right direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when the Israelites left Egypt, they were heading back to this mountain, and we do know that they were told to turn back and camp by the sea. And that
was
the film that I made just 2 years ago, The Red Sea Miracle.
You know, right.
Where was this crossing? And what we've done is in this Mount Sinai scorecard that we have here to watch this movie. Yes, there it is. Great job. I have listed six different mountains that we're going to be looking at. And the first ones are the traditional Mount Sinai, Jebel Sinai, and another one called Sirbet or Hashem El Tarif in this particular case. So those are three mountains that are Sinai Peninsula oriented. They're in that area. And those mountains, what we started to see when we were making the film was that there's a lot of details, lots of information. So we've got... let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have five different areas we're going to be focusing on. One is the journey to the mountain.
Okay.
What was the journey, and where were the scriptures that telling us about the journey? And that's in this biblical criteria section. If you go down a little bit, you can go down a little bit there. The investigation criteria, we're going to be able to look at the scripture verses. You can ahead of time read, do a little bit of prep time. The second one is Midian. Where is the land of Midian? The mountain has to be in the vicinity of this area, because Moses, when he left, he fled to the land of Midian. And then when he was there, 40 years later, he came to the backside of the wilderness. And that backside of the wilderness is something we're going to be looking at. What is the definition of that, and where could that be? And then we're going to look at attributes. The Bible says that the Israelites camped in front of the mountain, so there had to be a plain large enough, and not just a narrow little valley, but large enough for the Israelites to camp in. There had to be enough water for literally thousands, if not millions, of people. The Bible says there was a stream at the mountain, and that they were able to wash their clothes, and that when the golden calf altar was destroyed, Moses ground it up and threw it in the stream and made people drink it. And then there was a cave there that Elijah went to. This is a map here of, we also show in our handout, we show where these mountains are located. And then there are campsites also that we address there on the bottom. So we get a sense of these campsites. So that is basically, then the final question is there any artifacts there? Left over from this event. And some of the people that have the different mountains are saying, yes, there are inscriptions that are talking about the event. Others are saying that there are the possibility of altars and pillars that have still remained from that event. Some are saying that they found, you know, graves, massive grave site where the Israelites the ones that disobeyed and were killed after the golden calf incident. All of that information is what we're going to be looking at. So that's why when we go through this first film, I've got the scorecard, and John, it's like bowling. Have you ever gone bowling?
Yes, I've gone bowling. Some days are better than others, and it's hard to stay out of the gutter sometimes.
Yeah. Well, on the scorecard, what we have there is we've got a yes, a maybe, and a no. So as you go through the mountains, we go through the attributes. You can see up in the upper left-hand corner, you got a strike, a spare, or a gutter ball. And you can see, do these? How are you going to gauge these mountains as we go from mountain to mountain to mountain?
Right.
And that's what the investigation is. I don't think I've been to any movies ever that had an interactive component to it like this.
And that's a really cool thing. I love how, as you've done a number of these films, each one, you're thinking of more ways to communicate what you're understanding and what you're learning, because really what you're doing is you're not, at least in the past films, and I'm sure you're continuing this way, because I haven't had a chance to see this a screener of it yet, so I hope to get a chance to see it soon, but you always do a really good job of just displaying the evidence and letting the audience decide. And so it's all of your films have an interactive element because of that, because you're not just telling people, this is my own conclusion. I mean, you do have your own conclusions as well, because you've seen the evidence firsthand yourself, and you've been to these places, so I'm sure you have your own thoughts. But I appreciate that you always take the time to step back and just present the evidence and let the audience, let us, as people that are really interested in finding the truth, see the patterns ourselves. And so that's awesome.
Well, thank you, John. And I believe that part is important for people. Because I've been learning that if I make films, once I make a film that allows the audience to see what the pattern is, that gives them an opportunity to look at the evidence, and I let the different viewpoints share what their strengths are, then the audience is free then to make a decision. And, and as opposed to making a film, and a lot of films, I think, are less documentary and more propaganda, where they look like they're documentary, but they tend to just be only telling you one thing. And it's not dramatic, so they call it a documentary, but they're really propaganda films. And in this particular case, I am trying to make a film, and the films that we're making, that actually open it up and allow for different voices to be heard, and we can take a look at the information, and then you as the audience can decide. That's the reason why I'm helping you out with this scorecard here,
right?
So that you can make a decision, an informed decision about where Mount Sinai is.
So I love that people can get the scorecard ahead of time, and because your films are something where it's actually good and beneficial to take notes during, because there's so much information and you present it in a very, very good way that you continually recap as you bring in a new, not just element of it or a new point. You're bringing like the series of these different views about a specific point, and then you bring those in and you just kind of keep making a bigger and bigger argument, I guess, for, or just maybe a bigger and bigger display of evidence. And so it's good to take notes, but you've just provided an easier way for everybody to say, oh yeah, yes, no, or maybe. And so that's good.
Well, John, sometimes one of my favorite things to do is to go into the grocery store, to go get something. Because our local grocery store, first of all, I do like to eat. And and then it's my chance to buy things that I want. And I'm, you know, I always get like dark chocolate, you know, certain of my things that I'm interested in. But I found that when I go out to the grocery store, sometimes I only go there with one thing in mind. Mm-hmm. But I start walking through the aisles and I see something and I grab that and I grab something else. And before you know it, my arms are just filled with things I didn't know I needed before I walked in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I find these films are going to be like that. You think you're going to be watching about this film, but you're going to have a place to put that as your arms or your mind gets fuller. This Mount Sinai scorecard is going to help you to kind of clear your thoughts and be able to at least document it so you don't have to hold it and get confused about anything. And that's the fun part about it, I think. And then this film is also about what does it mean to go into the wilderness? Because the Israelites actually, God calls them out of slavery, and He's saying, "I want to meet you. I'm going to be your God, and I'm going to do something at this mountain that's very special." And for a lot of us, we're in the same place where God is calling us out of this bondage, and He's calling us sometimes though in this wilderness experience to meet Him. And He's saying that He's going to provide for us, and He's going to give us He's going to give us what we need to drink, what we need to eat, and then He's going to give us a mission. And that's what happened to the Israelites. They were given a mission at Mount Sinai. So I find this to be a very personal film for me, because I've been working hard, and there are times when I feel like I am in the wilderness making these movies. And like, God, how are you going to provide? How is this going to go forward? And
So you've been on this journey for a long time. And when did you first start this journey? Just for people that that aren't familiar with the Patterns of Evidence series.
I started being aware of it in 2000, the year 2000. So, you know, here we are 22 years later. Officially, I was in Egypt in 2002. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Saudi Arabia in 2003. And then I went to Israel in around 2005. Then from there on, I mean, I've been to Europe and back to different places.
Right.
So been many, many trips, hundreds of trips filming and digging into this information. And I think it's interesting because there are, you know, are we living in, as some people would say, the end times? And well, why should we care about the Old Testament? Is because history repeats itself. The Bible even tells us that in the book of Revelation that the plagues of the Exodus are coming back. And there are things that we need to know even about the nation of Israel. Because this mountain is where the nation of Israel becomes the nation. They move from just being regular people, but God then basically knits them together to become His people. And He's, you know, the mission was they're supposed to go to the promised land. Mm-hmm. And you can learn something by this too, is because they complained a lot. And complained a lot. And we have to look at our own lives and say, okay, has God given us a mission, but we're complaining about this, that, or the other thing? And I think that that's the lessons that you can learn from this investigation.
Yeah. Now, I saw on the scorecard, which everybody can get if they go to patternsofevidence.com/Mount Sinai, MTSINAI, or just go to patternsofevidence.com and you can then click the link there. But I saw that you're actually splitting this journey to Mount Sinai into two films as well, because there's just too much evidence to put into just one film.
There's an awful lot to consider, yeah. And, you know, I felt that happening with the Red Sea Miracle when we were making it. I was like, I don't think we're going to make it here. If I'm going to really be able to communicate. Same thing here. And I felt like after 20 plus years, you know, for me, 22 years of working on this, you know too much, and there's too much that needs to be considered. And so that's the reason why we saw it as a two-film investigation. And we're still trying to raise the money for the second film. So we are a nonprofit now, Patterns of Evidence Foundation. So if people want to help us get these films out, they can go to patternsofevidence.com and help us. And one way to help us is to go to the theater and to see this movie. And one of the things that I wanted to say is that as I've been thinking about this is that right now people are voting. You know, they're going to be voting this fall, and a lot of political ads out there. Well, when a film like Patterns of Evidence, Journey to Mount Sinai, goes to the theater, which is going to be October 17th and 18th, Monday night and Tuesday night, that's a vote. If you'd be willing to vote for that film by getting a ticket, inviting your Sunday school class, or inviting your small group, or inviting your family or friends, go see that movie, because it's telling the world that the Bible is important, and that they're interested. And I can tell you something. It's going to be an amazing evening. You're going to learn so much. I'm going to take you to places you've never been to before. We've got inscriptions that are amazing. If it's true what they're saying, that relate to the Exodus. There's so many things that you're going to see that you've never seen before. It's going to be quite an inspiring and uplifting event.
Wow. So can you give us a little teaser about what some of these things might be, or even just a clue?
There are inscriptions in the Sinai Peninsula that I believe is that the earliest form of Hebrew. Hmm. And in our film, The Moses Controversy, we were seeing that this early writing is connected, I believe, to the Israelites in the Moses Controversy. And the challenge has always been, well, what do these inscriptions say? Because there's been so many different interpretations about what they say. The question is who is reading them the right way? But what we have, some people that are going to look at them, they're going to read them, they're going to say that they see a connection to the word manna, to the golden calf, and there's phrases that are connecting to the Exodus event in and around the time of Mount Sinai when the Israelites were there. And that's why they believe that Mount Sinai has to be right there in the Sinai Peninsula because of those inscriptions.
Wow. Wow. So I can't wait to see this film, as I've been a fan of your films from the first time that I saw a Facebook ad many, many years ago as the first film was coming out, The Patterns of Evidence, Exodus. I was blown away by that ad, and I knew that I had to see the films. And then because I was producing a TV show, I was like, I need to get Tim on as a guest. And then you started doing more films, and I couldn't be more happy to see you going after what God has called you to do as a filmmaker, to really display that the Bible is trustworthy. I mean, you can bank on the fact that what the Bible says is true, and archaeology is proving it, history is proving it, and your films are helping to just point people in the right direction. And I want to thank you so much for the work that you've been doing and you've been faithful with. And there's another film that you've been working on, your journey home, My Journey Home. Can we talk a little bit about that? Because that's more of your story, Tim, about your personal life as well.
That's a lot of times these films, I'm not like planning on actually taking a film in a particular direction, but that film, The Journey Home, came about because I felt that it was important to document people who helped me make these films. And Dr. Leonard Moeller is a Swedish DNA research scientist. He was the one who introduced me to the whole idea of taking a scientific approach. And that's what he was doing. And so I really have to give him all the credit for the idea for a patterns of evidence approach. It really came from his thinking. It's more methodical. It's more, well, what does the Bible say we should look for? What pattern would that be? That pattern recognition. And then you look for that pattern. And so Dr. Leonard Moeller got sick. And I went on an investigation with him in Jordan. And I could tell he had gotten a form of Alzheimer's, where he was losing his ability to speak. And he was being locked up, and eventually now he's passed away, and he was a young man. I mean, I had another friend of mine in Europe as well that passed away, and I thought these are key people that I looked up to, and I felt that they could be around for a long time, but then they weren't. So my purpose for making the journey home was to capture the people that had been around and to tell the stories of the making of what had happened while we made Patterns of Evidence. Because as you know, John, there are things that when you're making a project or something, God is acting in the daily, sometimes weekly or throughout the year, where you look and say, wow, that was unnatural. That was like supernatural that God allowed that to happen. And we tell the story of how we were led to Israel. We thought we were making a film about the Israelites in Egypt, and we had this event, this unusual board meeting, where we then were, something supernatural happened in the room, someone read a letter about the nation of Israel, and as they read that letter, he set it down, and he said, if this event, we were going to have a public relations event, and we're going to call it the Texodus, okay, instead of the Exodus. We were going to try to do a reenactment of the Israelites from, you know, walking in Texas, you know. I think it's called Goshen, Texas, and then we're going to go to El Passover.
That's
a joke, you know. Just to see what that would be like, just for national exposure. But that when he read that letter and set it down, his name was Paul Ridgway, we had this supernatural event where it was like the presence of God came in the room and swept through the room, and people started to weep. And so we told that story in this film, and there's other powerful film stories. But as I was working on that film, I hired actually director Rick Altizer, and Rick Altizer had made the film Show Me the Father with the Kendricks brothers, documentary about fatherhood. And he started asking me questions about my girl, you know, tell me about your childhood, tell me about what had happened. And I wasn't expecting to talk about that at all. But we had a dark past, because my father was a man who had been abused, and as he had lots of anger, and so our family was traumatized by his past, as it were, and we actually had to flee him and go in hiding.
Wow.
So the journey home is really a film about my own personal life. It's a film, it's a metaphor for life in general, and the fact that that we are on a journey, and that there are many songs that people could read. This world is not my home. I'm just a path passing through. As you get a little bit older, you start to understand that more clearly, that there has to be something more than just the brief years we have here. Where do we go from here? And I had the opportunity to, I start that film, The Journey Home, with a scene of the burial of my mother. And by the way, today is my mother's birthday. She passed away a year and a half ago, and we buried her during that COVID time. In fact, we were probably one of the last funerals allowed because they didn't allow people to get together. And so we were able to bury her, and I end with her in the family cemetery in Wisconsin, and she talks about those who are passing on, and the journey home. Is a testimonial film about the testimonies of God acting in our present lives, as we are making a film about God acting in the past. So that's the story of The Journey Home.
And what is your hope for that film? I know you're telling your story, but what is your hope for the audience to take away as they watch that?
You know, it meant a lot for my family. This sounds funny, but my hope is that people will be encouraged that God does call us to do certain things that we don't expect to do. And that you have to have faith that if God has a sense of direction for you, and that's what I'd say in my own life, is currently I'm struggling to make the next film. And there are times when I get discouraged. I have to look past the situation right now. And The Journey Home was me telling story after story of obstacle, Right. And I look back on it now and I say, wow, God really came through. But just like the Israelites, I'm no different in some cases. You know, you ask yourself, well, why did the Israelites keep complaining? Because didn't they see all the miracles in the past? Didn't they see all this that was happening? And yet they couldn't trust God. And here I am, a fairly mature Christian. And I am sometimes just like the Israelites. I forget what God did in the past.
Right.
And so the journey home, I like to watch it because it reminds me of what God has done in the past when I was going through difficult times. But I think what it does for a lot of people, some people who've seen all of our films have said that The Journey Home is the most powerful film that they have ever seen.
Well, if you want to go to the website patternsofevidence.com, you can check out and see the entire film, see all the things that Tim has done over the years. We've got the journey to Mount Sinai, the Red Sea Miracle Part 1 and 2, the Journey Home, and they're just phenomenal films. And you know, Tim, as we're running out of time here, and I'm going to try to figure out how to play this so that people can actually hear it. But just tell us a little bit about the Thinking Man films and some of the projects that people can be involved in as what you're doing.
Well, we are now a Patterns of Evidence Foundation, so we are trying to make the next film, Patterns of Evidence, Journey to Mount Sinai Part 2. My belief is God has called me to bring the Bible to the world, to have a dialogue with the world with these films, and to encourage people that there is a pattern of evidence of God acting in history. So if people want to help support us, they can go to patternsofevidence.com. They can go to the movie and tell all their friends. It's going to be October 17th and 18th. That's this coming Monday and Tuesday. Or they can also go to patternsofevidence.com and sign up to be a thinker. Because if you just want to get emails and be in touch with everything, every week we send out emails. And we also have, as part of being a part of our community, we have the Historical Faith Society, which is you know, for people that want to help out with that monthly. I'll give you videos about Bible and archaeology that are coming up all the time. There's just a lot of different videos that we make that just help to encourage people. And when you give to that, you're helping us make more films, by the way. And we think that the films have been the most powerful tool for encouraging people in their faith, as well as I make films so that they're shareable. They're shareable with people who don't believe. They're shareable with just a lot of different kinds of people. So if you want to become a part of the family, we would appreciate it. Like we said, we're working on a lot of material to try to keep. Yeah, there it is. There's a number of films. And by the way, there's more to come. And that's what when I talked about just having faith that God is going to continue to do what we're doing. I know what the other films are. We actually have some of them shot, but we need to continue to have a larger family help us to make these films and to keep the lights on, as it were, in the studio.
Yeah, that's great. And so if you go to patternsofevidence.com, you can be a part of that. You can check out the film. You can get your tickets. You can see where it's going to be playing on big screens, October 17th and 18th. And Tim, it is just great to reconnect with you. It's been a little while, but I'm so glad to know that you're making more films and that you've got more down the pipeline that will be coming out soon as well. And Tim, I just want to bless you for the work that you're doing. And I know that the audience here loves archaeological undertakings and things that help prove that the Bible is real. The stories that we read about in the Bible are real. They really did happen. And we can trust that the Bible is true. And again, thank you so much for just taking the investment of your life, of your finances, of your talent to help other people that won't be able to go to Egypt and Israel and search throughout the wilderness to find the true Sinai. You're taking people there through these stunning films, even though they might not be able to buy a plane ticket and get there themselves. They can go and they can buy a ticket to go see this film the 17th and 18th. And then I'm sure that there will be ways that people can watch it at home or streaming afterwards once that becomes available. But go to patternsofevidence.com and you can stay up to date with the latest that filmmaker Tim Mahoney is undertaking. So, Tim, it's a pleasure to have you back on the podcast, and I greatly appreciate who you are, your friendship, and what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, John, for having me. And as we say at the end of our thinkers, keep on thinking, everybody.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.